Okay, we're reading from the Jiva Dharma. Yanatimanandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksamunatanyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Ichaitanya Manobhistam Dapitam Yena Bhutale Vayambhupa Kadamayam Vidati Sapratantikam Panchakalpa Turubhyascha Vipassindhu Bhayevacha Atitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Gadadha Sivasade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from Govardhan Hill, my favorite place. I've been going around every morning, which is one of the most wonderful spiritual practices. In fact, I would normally be leaving in the next 5 minutes. I walk fast. It takes about 2.5 hours just chanting, and it's beautiful. Jivan Mukta is with me, and Radha Kumari and Bhajaraj from the Bhakti Center have a place out here now where I have a little, like a small house, and next to me I have two apartments that people who want to come here can stay. And, you know, you go around, and it's God. And the body follows the mind. So parikrama means you put something else in the center, and that's actually the essence of spiritual life. That's the essence of character. The essence of character is that there's something more important than what I want. That's the essence of character. It's just something more important than what I want. I'm worthy of service. And it's just wonderful. It has everything. And somehow in the last few years, they've been really working on Govardhan Hill. The only bad part is when we come right out of our place and make a left, after a few minutes, there's some sewage with a bad smell. But after that, they're cleaning the path. They're paving parts of the path that are not sand. They're planting thousands and thousands of trees. So it's just such a pleasant spiritual activity. And I leave at 6 o'clock, and we get back at 8:30. I do a half each day. Yesterday, we did the Radha Kund side. It's just very enlivening. Then I have my class in the evening. Okay, we're in Jiva Dharma. We're on the, remember, the Babaji Maharaj's teaching, Rajanath and his uncle Vijay Kumar. He's teaching them the subject of Abhideya Tattva, which is the ninth of the Dashamula. There were 10 key instructions that cover the whole gamut of Krishna conscious philosophy. The first 8 dealt with the metaphysical tattvas. What is the nature of reality according to the bhakti conception? And then the 9th is, what is the means to realize it? It's called Abhideya. So he's explaining the Abhideya, And now he's explaining the practices. He's explaining the practices. There's 64 items, different ways in which one can focus his mind on God through the mind, body, and senses. And by doing so, our natural propensity to serve God is drawn out of the heart. That is the Shakti of bhakti. In contact with bhakti, objects and acts of devotion, it can draw the devotion out of the heart. So he summed up the first 10 most basic things we should do, and then 10 things that we should avoid, and that's the core. And then there are 44, which are more detailed aspects of those. And now from 21 to 50, they're the path of archana, or deity worship, which is basically the same concept. It's tantra. Tantra means how you deal with the world to change the spirit. That's tantra. How you deal with the world to change the spirit. And this type of tantra and deity worship, this wholesome type of tantra, is you position the world around God in his merciful form of the deity. Just if you look at a devotee's home in terms of the kitchen, the over-collecting and overeating, atyahara, is one of the six impediments mentioned in the Upadeshamrita against bhakti. Atyahara means more excessive greed, but hara also means eating, just like pratyahara. In yoga, the sixth step, the fifth step is pratyahara. It means to extract the mind from the senses, but the core representative of the senses is hara, eating, because that's our first interaction for exploitation of the world. He's here? Okay, I'll just come out. I got to send some people off from Prikram. I won't be going with them today, but you could also listen. Okay? Okay. All right. When he's finished, you call me. Okay. So they're all centered around the deity. And I think like the kitchen, you know, all of a sudden it's not for you, it's for God. And that's specifically what spiritual life is. It's not that we deny our senses, but our senses contact the objects of the senses. Service. Sarvapati Vinir Muktam, Tatparatvayana Nirmalam, Rishikena Rishikesha, Sevanam Bhakta. Uttama Uttama Bhakti is Sarvapati Vinir Muktam, to be liberated from Sarvapati. All designations. Designations means material conceptions that are different than the soul, that place you in the world, that limit your freedom. Okay, he's there. Okay. So, whoops. It's just a little plug. It's up, my God. Okay. You just hang on here. So, first thing when you come back here, we'll just organize the deity worship, how we get the good flowers and the tulsi and things. We're just kind of setting it up right now. Okay. So you're going to go on Parikram of Govardhan. I was just talking about it in my class. The energy of that hill. Vaisheshika Prabhu describes that when you walk around Govardhan, there's almost like under the sand is like a current of bhakti. That's why you want to walk barefoot. When you walk around the hill, there's almost a current of bhakti that comes. And there's a relationship with the hill because it's God. And it's God to give God. There's two manifestations of God to give God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Giriraj. It's the two manifestations where God is also his devotee, wanting to be merciful and wanting to give love. Everyone knows you walk around the hill, Giriraj will fulfill all your desires. But you have to have, the way I like to do it is you carry a spiritual desire in your heart. You just carry it around the hill, and you look at the hill, and you're chanting. You're not just chanting, you're talking to God. You're speaking to God, you're asking God to benedict you. So, you know, you pay your obeisances at the beginning, and then it's a sadhana, you know. You know, until you get to the town, when you go around, you'll get back to the town, there's little cars or something. That's when I kind of let up and I just joke around with someone and talk. But we're on the hill, it's beautiful. You know the inner path where I showed you, right?
Yeah.
When you go past Jatipura, right, instead of making the left onto the Prikramarg, you keep on going straight where they just paved the road with those bricks.
Yeah.
You'll see it. And then you'll make a little left turn, and then there'll be a gazebo, and then there's that stunning path there. Okay? And all right, well.
We don't have to. I don't worry about things in the town like the way this.
What? No. You'll see like a pink.
Yeah.
Just go in there.
Okay.
Yeah, and then go on the side of Govindakund.
Right.
Because you have, that's the inner path. That's also a beautiful part.
Got it.
Yeah.
But then you connect back to the hour path.
Well, you'll see. You'll go on that path, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see the hill ends. And then, with that Baba is sitting, you just make a right, and you just keep on going. And if you wind up in Jaipur, just give me a call. I'll send a taxi to you. What? You can do what you want. I'm gonna give you a motivational talk now. You know, just smell the path, Jiva. You can do it. You can do it. Okay, go. All right. Good. I'm excited that the pujaris from Radhamuralidhar will walk around Govardhan praying. Okay, real, you know, this is such a, it's worship, it's God, it's the biggest deity in the world. Okay, Hari Bol. Okay, so. It's just such a rich, it's like a classical spirit. You could be living 500 years ago. That's how you feel it. With the sadhus and the atmosphere. And living out here, because it's not like a city still.
Yeah.
And it's just, the level of association. You have Vaisheshika Prabhu and Keshava Bharti, another god by the Bhagavad Ashraya and Avi. Few young people, they're reading the 11th canto for Kartik, so they're doing that 5 hours a day, they're up to the Uddhava Gita. So, you know, people are just immersed in chanting and hearing and spiritual practice, and that's your Sangha. That's your Sangha. Not people that are doing so many other activities. And even devotees that have to do something. And they're just people that are chanting and hearing and doing niyama seva. Means taking a month off and just regulating their activities. Doing the same thing every day. In Krishna consciousness, boring is exciting. So when you just repeat the holy name, you do these activities again and again. the real excitement is the soul, the love and the compassion that one feels within the heart. So now we're going to get back to the... So there's these 21 to 50, I guess that's 30 activities. And we already read many of them. Oh, anyway, we'll read them. 21, accepting the symbols of a Vaishnav, wearing a necklace of Tulsi beads around the neck, applying tilak on 12 parts of the body. Everything is I am a servant of Krishna. These activities invoke that consciousness. Wearing the letters of Sri Krishna Nam means writing the names of Hare Krishna, the names of Panchatattva on the main parts of the body with sandalwood pulp, 22. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.6.46 recommends that we accept the deity's remnants, Nirmalya, quote from the Bhagavatam, wearing the remnants of garlands, sandalwood paste, cloths, clothes, and jewelry that you have worn, and taking the remnants of your food, we, your servants, will certainly be victorious over your Maya. Such a beautiful consciousness is God, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Dancing before the deities. Offering prostrated obeisance to Dandavat Pranam. Standing up when one sees the Sri Vigraha coming, Abhyutana. The folklore, I don't know if it's the Shastra or the folklore, is that when someone superior comes, if you don't stand up, your life there rises anyway to honor them, and therefore you lose part of your life there if you don't stand up. But it's just the... I always stand up when there's a superior coming, or even a peer coming, or even a guest coming. Because a guest is also Atithi Bhagavan. The guest is also God. So, following behind the deity in procession, Anu Raja, when a great person comes, we should follow them. Going into the temple of Krishna. Remember, I think I discussed this, how Prabhupada discusses in the second canto, engaging the walking tendency in Krishna's service. 21. Parikrama means to circulate the deities at least three times, keeping them on one's right side. So walking around the temple every morning. It's not just an activity, it's a consciousness. It's called Anubhav. It's activities that follow bhava or devotion, but they're also devotion in itself. Paricharya means performing seva for Krishna just like a king. So it quotes Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Okay, this is 31 is paricharya. This paricharya is of two kinds. One is to clean the paraphernalia and perform worship. The other is to perform seva with chamara, to hold an umbrella, to play musical instruments, and so forth. Then Babaji is telling the other people, there is no need to explain the next few angas separately in any detail. 32, singing. 33, congregational chanting of the Sri Hari Nam. So singing means you sing songs, and congregational chanting, sankirtan. Then 34, humbly expressing one's mind in words, vigyapti, type of prayer. You reveal your mind, you talk to God. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, when he used to chant, they would say he'd be in the mood of talking to God. Chanting japa and mantras with Akshmana three times a day. 36, reciting shlokas, stavapat, that glorify Sri Krishna. 37, accepting and respecting foodstuffs offered to Sri Krishna. 38, tasting with devotion the water that bathes Sri Krishna's lotus feet. 30, when I'm hearing it, I really feel I have to improve in this. I have the Krishna Balaram Mandir. not just out of vaidhi, out of rules, but it's that respect. 39, relishing the fragrance of incense and garlands that have been offered to Sri Krishna. 40, taking darshan of Srimurti. And darshan, not just to see the Lord, because it's devotional service. So how is seeing the Lord devotional service? Because you're honoring the Lord by seeing the Lord. That's an honor. A person appears, you see him. And even more so, he sees you and the heart that you have. Which is God's pleasure is your own heart, so he sees that. Relishing the incense, okay. 39, relishing the incense and garlands that have been offered. Okay, 40, taking darshan. 41, touching Srimurti. 42, seeing the performance of arti ceremony. 43, hearing the glories of Sri Krishna's Naam, Rup, Guna, Leela, and Katha. 44, experiencing Sri Krishna's mercy everywhere and in all circumstances. Understanding that we're protected by God and whatever happens is best. So we respond that way. Thank you. We bow our head in thanks. And we feel God's mercy. 45, contemplating Sri Krishna's Naam Rup Guna Leela within the mind. So that's meditation. That's like a recollection. Then there's a deep meditation. 46, thoroughly meditating on Sri Krishna's Naam, Rup, Guna, and Leela, and offering service in the mind. That's a deeper meditation. These few angas are quite clear. 47, so the ones we mentioned. Now, these are a little bit more. There are two kinds of servitorship. Dasyam, offering the results of one's activity and being a servant. So this item, there's nine basic items, and the last two are dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. So sakyam, or friendship, can be, you can offer the result of your activities. That's a mood of service. Or you can be in the mood of a servant. 48, there are two kinds of sakyam, that which is based on faith and that which is based on an attitude of friendship, maitre. So there's vishvas based on faith and that which is based on attitude of friendship. So the one based on faith is just feeling God's friendship and the mood of wanting to reciprocate and serve God in a very nice, intimate mood, wanting to do good for God, well-wishing God. And the other one, Maitri, you're actually in the mood of a friend. 49, the significance of the word Atmanivedanam comes from the word Atma. From this come the two principles of egoism of the embodied soul, attachment to the deha, possessor of the body in the form of ahamta, I-ness, and attachment to the body, in the form of malasavidas. So I-ness and minus. I-ness means the identity one has, and minus means based on that identity, what belongs to you. And Atmanivedanam means these two conceptions you offer to God. I-ness, your identity. you don't care. There's verses, you don't care whether I'm an animal or a human being, or I'm yours. You offer that I-ness to Krishna. I don't care what species of life I'm in. I'm no longer identifying with that type of I-ness. My only I-ness is I am your servant. I don't have any ego. And minus, in relationship to God, it's a possessiveness in relationship. This can only come in intimacy, where it's my friend, my lover. Vijay, will you clearly explain these two terms more clearly? The egoism of the embodied jiva, deha nishta, ahamta, and the attachment to the body and things connected to the body, deha nishta mamata. So let's hear this distinction. Remember, this is the 49th item of devotional service where it says, atma nivedanam, you're giving everything. And he's clarifying and saying, you give up your identity and the possessiveness you have. It all becomes in relationship to Krishna. And therefore, it's complete surrender. Because it's surrender to such an extent that you're not just giving up things, you're giving up identity. And that's the highest. You're giving up false identity, false ego. And that's the highest. Babaji, the jiva within the body is called dehi, embodied, or aham, self. Acting within this false consciousness of I is called dehi, nishta, ahamta, the egoism of the body, soul. And the consciousness of possessing the body or things that are related is called deha, nishta, mamata, attachment to things connected to the body. These two principles of I and mine are both to be offered to Krishna. Atmanivedanam means to relinquish the consciousness of I and mine and take care of the body with the consciousness, I am Krishna's servant, I take Krishna's prasad, and I use this body in Krishna's service. Vijay, how should we offer to Krishna things that are dear to us? So these are the last two items in the archana. When we accept the things of this world that are very pleasing to us, we should first offer them to Krishna. This is what Upa Goswami means by offering the dearmost things to Krishna. Even very advanced sadhus, even medicine, anything they have, your japa beads, your neck beads, anything you have, they're offered to Krishna. Because that is the proper consciousness. 51. How should we perform all endeavors for Krishna's sake? Okay, someone just put on a loudspeaker. I'm going to have to just shut my door. Excuse me. And then 51, how should we perform all endeavors for Krishna's sake? Babaji. Performing all endeavors. Performing all endeavors for Sri Krishna's sake means that once you perform all material activities and all activities and regulated devotional service that are favorable to the service to Sri Krishna. So we do things only for God. And even the things we do for ourselves is because they help us do things for God. So this is the 52. How can one accept shelter in every way? Babaji, taking full shelter, Sharanagati, means to express the mood. One second. Okay. Taking full shelter, Sharanagati, means to express the mood, Bhagavan, I am yours. Hey, Bhagavan, divine Bhamsi, and oh, Bhagavan, I am taking shelter of you. Hey, Radha, hey, Krishna, divine Bhamsi, in the mind and out loud. I am yours, I am yours, I am yours. Then Vijay, how does one perform service to Tulsi? 53. There are 9 ways of performing Tulsi Seva: having darshan of Tulsi, touching Tulsi, remembering Tulsi, performing kirtan of Tulsi, offering obeisances to Tulsi, hearing the glories and pastimes of Tulsi, planting Tulsi, looking after Tulsi, and perform regular daily worship, Nitya Puja of Tulsi. So, you know, we're in the temple and there's so many little things, and if you are Krishna conscious, there's so many opportunities to express the reverence and mood of service to Krishna. And we shouldn't neglect that, from paying obeisances to dancing, to relishing the taste of the Charanamrita, to taking darshan. Vijay, how should one respect the Shastra? The Shastras that established Bhagavad Bhakti are the real Shastras. Bhagavatam is the best of all the Shastras because it is the essence of all Vedanta. Those who taste its nectarian mellows have no ruchi for any other Shastra. They're reading Bhagavatam so many hours a day. What are the glories of Krishna's birthplace, Mathura? Babaji, all desires are fulfilled by performing the following activities in relationship to Mathura: hearing, chanting, and remembering, desiring to go there, seeing, darshan, touching, residing there, and serving. You should know that Sridhar Mayapur is also exactly the same nature as Mathura. Vijay, what is the purport of serving the Vaishnava, Vaishnav Seva? Serving the Vaishnavas. So important. And what an opportunity for dancing. You know, yesterday, it was such a beautiful thing. You know, I give class in the evening, and we go very, very, very deep. But it's not an advertised thing, so it's generally who's ever here with me. So Jivan Mukta, Radha Kumari, Vajiraj, and one lady named Radha Kripa. And she's living at this beautiful ashram in Govindakund. It's absolutely beautiful. And in that ashram, and it's quite big, it has this big open courtyard and overlooks Govindakund. There's just 2 devotees, one man, one wife. They're not married. They're not brothers and sisters, but one old man and one. And they just serve, and they serve. So we went there we're going to go on Madhukari, beg food in the village of Govardhan. And so first of all, that ashram is just wonderful. We actually see what is bhakti embodied. It's based that people just want to serve. That is their taste. They just have such joy in the heart, and especially when serving the Vaishnavas. Then near there, we went to another ashram, which was the Manohar Baba ashram. He was considered a great, great Vaishnava. And it's a very mystical place. You enter into this courtyard gate and thing, and then you go into this little temple. And I've gone there for a few years. As soon as you come in with joy in their heart, they want to feed you. And every single person independently. So they brought us back to their little hall. And these people are just so nice. And they just insisted we take prasadam. And then even they gave us this hot milk, besides their khichdi, sweets, everything. We already ate breakfast. But it's just their mood, their taste to please others is just so profound. And it's just like, wow, this is Vaishnavism. It's not austerity. It's not scholarship. It's not position. It's that love that you have for every soul and that desire, especially to serve those who love God. That is Vaishnavism. Vaishnavas are very dear to Bhagavan. So when we serve the Vaishnavas, we obtain bhakti towards Bhagavan. It's said in the Shastra that worshipping Sri Vishnu is greater than worshipping all the devatas. But greater than worship of Vishnu is worshipping the Vaishnavas, who is his servant. And when I'm in Vrindavan, that's my primary service. I just want to serve the Vaishnavas. I just want to serve the Vaishnavas that are here, the devotees that are visiting. And we're very happy that Brahmatirtha is coming. And I have people that assist me in serving the Vaishnavas. So anybody that comes, we can take care of them. Now, Shyam Mohini from New York is staying here in Vrindavan. That's her service. She assists me. Any Vaishnava that comes, we have to serve them. We have to serve them. Vijay, what is the meaning of observing festivals according to one's means? Mahotsav means collecting articles according to one's means and using them in Bhagavan's service and in this temple for the service of pure Vaishnava. There is no greater festival than this in the world. Mahotsava, Utsava, great enthusiasm. Vijay, how should we respect the month of Kartik? Babaji, the month of Kartik is called Uja. Uja means performing seva of Sri Damodar by following the angas of bhakti such as Shravana and Kirtan in a regulated way during the month. So, Niyama seva. Just every day the same thing. You get up, I get up, I write, I chant, I do my deity worship, I go around Govardhan, I give class, I take prasad. Every day, same thing. Okay, I'm going to have to stop here because so many things in Kartik, but if anybody would like to say hello.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, this is Brother Ravi.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
I'm so appreciative that you all come to my class. Brother Radhe and Gail, thank you. Good.
Thank
Anybody
you.
Else today would like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Greetings from Fairview. It's Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Sri Radhe.
Oh, Jai Sri Radhe. Hare Bol. Okay. Anybody else with you listening there?
Yeah.
Jai Sri Radhe.
Priya.
Anybody else there? Priya.
Priya.
Good. This is Kartik. It's a Hare Krishna, Priya.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Very good. Yeah, this is very good. In Kartik, very important there. Okay. Very nice.
We Kartik,
I think
Kirtan,
the people...
Priya,
right? Oh, Gopi's there too. What? Priya led the kirtan, huh? Wonderful. Look, I'm gonna. I generally. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I generally don't say nice things about New Jersey, but when I said who is there, four people said from New Jersey. Anyone can call from around the world, but only the people of New Jersey are responding here and calling in. So it must mean that it's a very special place, because people have to take more shelter of Krishna there. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay. Bunch of culpa to be a second to see the people.